He covered a lot of ground, shall we say? So
I left out all the tourist pictures.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll take time for a few questions. And while you think of your question, we're going to take a free will offering to cover some of the expenses of running this ministry. So if you feel comfortable doing that, either through here or through donation, check, cash, whatever. Okay, so let's take a few questions in. If you have a question, put up your hand. I'll come around with the mic because we want to record the question as well as the answer.
Okay, you gave us a little teaser. You said that there are some interesting things going on with the desalination in the Salt Sea.
Yes.
And my son has been waiting ever so patiently for you to get back to that point. So I was wondering if there's anything else you could bring up to us along that line quickly.
Well, I think some of it's very secretive because one of the things that scared Israel was during the 67 wars, part of what brought on the war was Syria cut off the Jordan River into the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is the only source of drinking water for Israel. And had they been successful with that, Israel would have been left without water. And I think it scared them enough to start working on the idea of trying to get fresh water out of the Salt Sea. And they began working on desalinization ideas. So as you drive along the Salt Sea, you'll see these kind of secretive looking plants set up and look like very, very interesting things they're doing there. But it has to do with desalinization. And I think they've figured it out. But if I were Israel, I wouldn't say anything.
Questions here, or else we can take them from during the break as well.
Since there was limestone there, doesn't that mean there are sinkholes there?
There are sinkholes? Yes, there are sinkholes in Israel, yes. And there are caves. You know, David lived in a cave for a while, and these would all have been limestone caves.